The Retirement Resource, Episode 14, Do I Need a Retirement Coach? Welcome to The Retirement Resource, the one place committed to providing the information, resources, and tools you need to navigate the often complex world of retirement planning with confidence and clarity. We're going to discuss both the financial and non-financial aspects of a successful retirement, and we're going to have fun. Welcome back to The Retirement Resource, the one place committed to helping you navigate both the financial and non-financial aspects of a successful retirement. I'm your host, Bo Henderson, and I'm here with our resident retirement coaching expert, friend of The Retirement Resource, founder of the Retirement Coaches Association and president of the Certified Professional Retirement Coach Training, Mr. Bob Laura. How's it going, Bob?
Good, Bo. How are you?
So, you know, I think sometimes our language, what we're working in and training around this retirement coaching idea so often that I think sometimes we just have a conversation maybe here on the show and people are like, what in the world are they talking about? Right? Right. So sometimes it's a good idea to take a step back and let's answer some questions. And one I think is a good place to start, since this is the world you've been immersed in and the mission you've been passionate about really bringing to the world, is what is retirement coaching?
It's a great question. You know, I think to break it down into its simplest format, it's really helping people plan for, think about, and actually transition into everyday life and retirement. You know, I've found that there's these kind of vague ideas or broad-based assumptions about what it's going to be like. Well, having immersed myself into it and actually seen people transition, there's a big disconnect between what they think it's going to be like and what it actually is. And so by helping people better prepare for that, they make a much smoother transition.
Well, and you think about coaching is out there a lot these days. There's physical fitness coaches. There's coaches for personal development, success coaches, business coaches. And I think why this has been such an important topic for us to talk about, this transition, that 10 to 15 years leading up to transitioning from working life to retirement life, those are some of those crucial decisions and positioning that you could possibly do.
Absolutely. And it's not always easy, you know, because the other thing is the way we've been programmed to work and to get results, and work provides a lot of things. It provides a social outlet. It provides activity and structure. And, you know, again, some people acclimate very, very well to that transition, but I think it's like anything else. It's about creating the awareness for what can happen, what to watch for. And, you know, basically we've developed groups of experts to go out there and make that possible so we can say, hey, have you thought about this? Are you aware of this? Or here's what to look out for. And again, it helps people make and plan concretely for the transition.
Well, let's talk about this idea of the reality of retirement. I had a conversation with a lady in her early 70s about 2 weeks ago. And she said, Bo, I lied to myself. She said, I looked at the ads in the paper and the magazines of the woman on the yacht with her hair blowing in the wind, and that was retirement. She was happy, not a care in the world.
Yes.
And I didn't do proper strategy or planning because I just assumed when I got there, that's what it would be like. She said, Bo, I lied to myself. And if I could go back, I would do a lot of things different. And I think that's an important message to share.
Well, and we hear it more and more. And this is why I think retirement coaching is so important, because, you know, we really just give people permission to kind of talk about what's going on. And a lot of people, they waste the first 2 or 3 years trying to figure it out, falling into the same traps. And that doesn't have to happen, because, you know, we like to look at, you know, what's not inside that fancy brochure, because, you know, people get sick of golfing, you know, or the grandkids move away. There's so many factors that come into play that you have to look beyond it. And that's the problem with traditional retirement planning. That's why, again, you know, I like working with you, because the people who see it that, yep, you can have all the money in the world, perfect asset allocation, but it's not going to matter if you don't have these other pieces. And that's really the new age of retirement, if you will.
Well, that brings up another important thing that I've seen so often, Bob, is that especially in retirement, if you don't have a plan, if you don't get there with a strategy for what you really want to accomplish with your life, there's going to be plenty of people that make you part of their agenda and their strategy because they see, oh, now this person has all the time in the world. They can help me with babysitting. They can help me do this and that. So I think that's an important message too, is if you don't have a plan, you might be surprised other people will find things for you to do.
I agree. Well, you know, because if you think about, you know, retirement isn't anything. It's an empty bucket. And it's, you know, it's up to you to fill it with what you want. And if you don't, other people will. And, you know, a lot of people will get caught up in just being busy and they're taking care of an aging parent or adult child. They get caught up in doing all these other things and doesn't end up being fulfilling or rewarding. And so it's stepping back, developing a concrete plan for, you know, people haven't even answered this question. What does everyday life look like? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? What does every day look like for a week? And if they haven't planned that out, most people get to a Tuesday and they're bored. And so it's important to just take right. those specific concrete steps.
Well, and I've seen that just this past week. I had a group of four guys that worked together every day for 42 years from the time they were in their early 20s, just now retiring. They all happened to do a pension payout. That's why they're all leaving at the same time. But they did the same thing, had the same routine with the same friends, literally grew up together for 42 years. They start retirement and then that structure, that routine, like you said, by Tuesday, it's like, what in the world's going on here?
Right. Well, and then, I mean, you hate to talk about stuff, but there's the dark side of retirement, you know? So this group of buddies who got together every Friday, let's just say for a beer or something like that. Well, now it's Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, or right. things like that can kind of, the dark side can creep in, or all of a sudden, you know, one moves to Florida or doesn't return a call. There's just so many potential conflicts. And again, that, you know, I think the other thing is a lot of work relationships aren't taken out of the workplace. And so work was what brought them together. And even though they were great friends and grew up together, there's going to be some changes on the outside that a lot of people aren't prepared for. But more importantly, they don't know who to talk to about it when retirement doesn't feel right.
Well, let's talk about a couple of scenarios or a couple of things that you see that maybe we don't think about, but that need to be addressed in retirement, part of those transitional things that show up.
I think there's a whole host of things, even just, you know, starting with couples, because I think couples are fertile ground, you know, just not agreeing on how, you know, their roles may adjust or change mm-hmm. Continually, whether it's husband or wife, partner, whatever is the case, whoever's home, you know, now when the other person comes home, it disrupts their routine. And so there's some significant changes there. A lot of people who retire early are excited and they like to say, yes, I got out at 55 or 60, but all their friends are still working and they don't want to do anything until 7 or 8 o'clock at night, but they're kind of lost from 9 to 5 when they have no one else to be around or hang out with. And so I think those are a couple of big things. The dark side where, you know, again, rates of addiction and depression, and even suicide, because people have that lost purpose. And again, people getting busy. And so they're just constantly churning out unmeaningful things to stay occupied, because when they're not, they feel stressed out. And so those are a couple of the scary things that are out there.
Well, and one more I'd like to add to that I just saw come up a lot recently is the identity piece. Yeah. Is that a lot of times identity is, I go to work, I do this, this is who I am, my job. And if you get in retirement and you don't have that anymore, one of our fellow colleagues shared with us the pilot story, right? Yeah. And the guy that was used to people parting as he walked down the runway had that identity as the pilot, a lot of juice with that identity. When he retired, he became depressed.
Well, and I think, you know, careers where there is prestige, whether it's a CEO or an executive or a pilot, you know, again, we talk, you know, pilot walks into the airport, everyone kind of gets out of the way. And then, like, you know, now you're not that. And again, a lot of people, even if you're just with a well-known company, when you call and say, hey, this is, you know, Bob from Ford Motor Company or, you know, some powerful brand, that opens up a lot of doors, but now you're just Bob. And so that identity is a huge factor. And it's something people don't think about until they get there, and then they don't know what to do about it.
Right. Well, let's do this. Let's talk about this why maybe, see, my goal, and I know it's part of the mission you have too, Bob, is that just as normal as it is for people to go have a personal trainer or a health coach, that in the next 2, 3, 5 years, that having a retirement coach is just normal part of conversation. It's just something you do because of the importance of successfully addressing these non-financial aspects of retirement.
So, well, and I didn't mean to jump in. You know, I think the funny thing about retirement coaching that people don't get is it's not this fluffy little, hey, I'm going to go meet Bo at a coffee shop and Bo is going to fix all my problems in 30 minutes over a chai tea latte or whatever the heck it's called. There's much more, you know, fundamental, you know, work that's involved, and it's taking people through a proven process to think about. It's really just talking about and thinking about things that just haven't been brought up, because we've all been brainwashed once again to think the financial piece is the answer. And it's really not, because I think we both know plenty of people with lots of money who are miserable. It is becoming critical. And again, I hate to say it, but you know, you and I being financial professionals as well, the retirement planning process is backwards. You know, it should be focusing on the individual, their personal life, their social network, their health beforehand, because none of that matter. You know, money doesn't matter if you don't have those things.
Well, let's do this as we kind of round this out, Bob. Maybe come up with a couple of signs that I might need to talk to a retirement coach, or why I need a retirement coach.
So, you know, I think
putting you on the spot.
Yeah. The first sign is if you're getting close to retirement, you know, so if you're 3 to 5 years away or 3 to 5 into it, it's extremely worthwhile to explore a process to look at some of these things, because not every aspect of retirement is perfect. And so if you're in that range, I think there's a powerful opportunity. And I think if you're feeling lost, if you're feeling disconnected, if you're feeling alone, or retirement just doesn't feel like it's supposed to, or you're struggling to get out of bed in the morning, or you're not feeling close or connected to your spouse or your family members, or even, you know, from a health perspective, if you're gaining weight, you know, and so just kind of struggling with stress eating. So those are all simple factors to start to look at that. And again, we like to break it down to mental, social, physical, spiritual, financial. When you look at those 5 key areas, you know, where are you kind of struggling? Where are you having the biggest issues with in retirement? And that's exactly what you can use a coach for.
Well, and so this retirement coaching, it's really the financial component is an important component of it, because we've got to get that right and we've got to have the numbers to make the cash flow work for a successful retirement. Yep. But I like this idea of retirement by design. If we don't design it before we get there, it's going to happen to us, and it might not happen the way quite the way we want it to.
Well, and I think the design, what's important is when you say design, I think people can mentally think, okay, I have a design because I've got this financial plan that's this thick with all these charts and graphs, and you need the same thing for the non-financial side. Who are you going to surround yourself with? Because that has a big impact on how happy and integrated you are and the things that are out there. How are you going to, you know, get healthy or stay healthy? I come across too many people who think, oh, once I get to retirement, I'm going to start eating better and walking more. Well, there's no magic fairy dust that provides motivation. You got to take those habits with you. And again, that's part of coaching too, is telling you some stuff you may not want to hear, may not want to do, and making you aware of that. You get to retirement, retirement magnifies what you already are. It makes you more of what you already are. So if you don't exercise, you don't eat well, there's nothing that's going to change that. And so it's important to start that stuff now.
When I see two opportunities here that are showing up for me, Bob, it's one, if you're out there and you haven't addressed retirement planning at all, which is a lot of people. We actually did a survey a few years back, and we had 1 out of 20 actually had a really clear picture of their numbers, 5% of people. So the opportunity there is, if you haven't done your retirement transition planning, you can do it right. Now that you know what you know, you can reach out to Bob, you can talk to me, ask questions. You can do an integrated plan that not only has the financial component, but also has that life component, because if retirement's not exciting to you, we have some work we need to do.
And I agree. And I think that's the key thing, because the other important side of the financial stuff is you want to have goals. You want to have things that you're working towards. And granted, you know, it's not, you know, financial plans can be all over the place as far as what your needs are, but you don't have to be 100% on track to go get a plan. That's going to raise some awareness of, hey, here's where you, some things you need to know and do. And then the mistake most people make in the retirement planning process is, then once you get there, how are you going to use your resources to what's important to you? And so the financial connection is important, because once you get there, it's not about the money, but how do you use that money to provide, you know, meaning and interest and be engaged? And so it's a critical component.
So that's a couple of signs. And one other thing, I want to keep driving home this. If you're not excited about retirement, because our first group of people, they we haven't necessarily planned yet. So there's an opportunity to plan right, to do that integrated planning with financial and non-financial aspects of retirement. The other group, if you're fortunate enough to be in that top 5% that's done planning, but the planning's been pretty much limited to financial planning and the numbers of retirement, again, very important. We've got to get that right. But if that's what you've done, but you're still not really excited about retirement, you don't really have that vision for what it's going to look like, you don't have that clarity. So clarity is a key word, I believe, Bob. Yep. If you don't have that clarity, then that's another opportunity to have a conversation. We're not saying do a lifelong contract with somebody to work through this stuff. Just have a conversation. See if there's opportunities and areas that you might want to work on.
And I'll even take it a step further. A conversation isn't enough. You've got to have a plan. And right. You need a trained professional, you know, who's been gone through a certification, who can, you know, who's aware of all the different things that you're going to face. It's about removing this Pollyanna approach to retirement that, you know, like you said with the lady, you're just on this yacht, your hair is blowing, and your memoirs are a New York Times bestseller. That's not real. And so it's breaking these pieces down, not being afraid to have real conversations, and then going through stuff. You know, what does a perfect day or a perfect week look like? You know, what happens when, you know, because the other thing I say is that a successful retirement isn't one without problems, but one in which you learn to overcome them. And right. So thinking ahead of how will the certain things impact or affect me, and having a plan for them is powerfully important.
So for listeners, Bob, that are like, you know what, this makes a lot of sense. What would you say would be a first step if I'm interested in having this conversation? I'm interested in seeing how do I engage a retirement coach?
You know, I say call Bo. there's a lot of ways, and one of the simplest things, because you know I think it's about being educated on this topic and process, and so I think it's, you know, I write for Forbes and Financial Advisor magazine, just starting to look for some articles on retirement coaching as a low barrier approach to say, how do I start to figure out some of this non-financial stuff? And then, you know, it's a process of, you can go to the Retirement Coaches Association, they can contact me or you, depending upon where they're at. We'll get them hooked in with a certified coach that can mm-hmm. kind of guide them through, you know, a proven process. And we have a client exercise workbook that they can go through that addresses the five key areas and develops an actual plan. And so I think it's start to get educated, more familiar on the topic. That way you feel good about taking the next step. And that next step is just like financial planning, finding a qualified professional that's going to work in your best interest.
Well, Bob, thanks so much for spending some time covering this topic. And the question I want to leave is, do you have a retirement coach? And if not, maybe it's time to take that next step and have a conversation. Really enjoyed the conversation today. Next time we're together, we're going to be talking about essentialism. Now, this topic was brought up, made popular by Greg McKeown in his best-selling book, Essentialism, by that title, The Disciplined Pursuit of Less. And we're going to talk about how that philosophy and how that idea can help us with both a successful life and a successful retirement. Next time we're together, right here on The Retirement Resource.